You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here. He's with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don. Thanks for being with us.
Great to be here, Todd.
Let's start, Don, right here in our part of the world. I think in much of the country, in fact, the weather has just been fantastic. What do you see as we move into the month of December?
What I see is winter coming in and coming in with a fair amount of force. The pattern that we've been in the month of November has really kept the real cold weather across the far northern plains and the far northern parts of the U.S., while the rest of the U.S., other parts of the nation really have gone through a pretty easy November. But as we get into December, and we're going to start to see this late this week and early next week, there's some things lining up in the stratosphere over the Arctic, out in the Pacific Ocean with some changing conditions out there that will really direct a lot of cold air into the nation's midsection. We're going to see this with a winter-like storm coming out of the Rockies and Plains Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. That's going to be followed by what will look like a pretty big surge of colder air late next week and the following weekend that will go from the Rockies through the Corn Belt, through the Great Lakes, and the East Coast. We're pretty confident that this flip to much colder weather is coming together. It's a pattern we've seen before in similar situations. So folks need to get ready to change gears. It's going to be a lot more like winter in 10 days as compared to like fall.
And well, a lot more like winter. Does that mean 25 degrees or 5 degrees?
Number one, the trend is to much colder. Number two is I do think that the possibility of going not just colder, but far below normal temperature-wise, single digits and teens for overnight lows is in the cards. Nothing short-term. We're talking about something that's 10, 15, 20 days out. But this is going to be certainly a lot colder than normal. At least that potential is there.
And then let's take a look in the Dakotas in particular, some of the Great Plains states closer to you, where there's a lot of livestock that we'll be concerned with on that, especially if there's much of a winter storm. Any problems that you see there?
Oh, I certainly think livestock interests really do need to be prepared for this shift in gears because that it has been warmer and drier. The quick change over to much cold from the Dakotas and the northern plain states through the upper Midwest should definitely be prepared.
All right. Now, turn your attention to South America, Argentina in particular. They suffered through about a month's worth of dry conditions in some of the primary growing regions. What do you see?
Well, I certainly see that the eastern and northeastern areas of the country that are the driest, that is the area that we're watching for and hoping for some precipitation over the next week to 10 days, because across South America, it does look like some pretty good rains for areas of Brazil, and some of those rains will also affect some of the central and western and northern areas of Argentina, getting some of those northern areas that are dry, but the northeast growing areas of Argentina look like they're not going to be in store for as much rain as some other areas of the country. So while there is help in the central and the west and the north, the eastern areas are going to be still looking at some dry conditions.
Hey, Don, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming, joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Tuesday afternoon, helps us wrap up our program. Don't forget to visit our website, willag.org, and to go to FarmDoc Daily as well. That's farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. There you can pick up your tickets for the Illinois Farm Economics Summits. We'll be visiting five cities across the state late in the month of December. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.